This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're middle of Siv Dalid. We're up to Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kata, and Yud Gimel. Let's read the Mechaber again. Im Kara Echad Shnei Psukim, Tzarech Lachzer V'Likos. If you called up two Psukim for one Oila, you have to read again. V'Yomloi Karo Bein Shloshin Ela Tisha Psukim. If you only called up a total of nine among the three, Shloisha L'Chol Echad, Einam Tzrichim Lachzer V'Likos, you don't have to go back. V'Raya L'Davar Parshas Amalek. Avalam Kari Pachas Mitisha, if you read less than nine Psukim, Tzrichim Lachzer V'Likos. So today, we're going to try to learn Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kata, and Yud Gimel. Tzarech Lachzer V'Likos. You have to go back and read again. What that means is the Oyla, who read two Psukim, has to go back and read again. Rav Moshe, in our Chaim, Chilek Aleph Sif Lamed Hey, the Dershu brings, says it's better in such a scenario to call up somebody else to get an aliyah. Why? Because we're not Bekiyin in Chalukas HaPsukim, and it could be the first one did have three Psukim. And therefore, Lechatchila Ein Oila Adam Echad Shnei Pamim. Chachi, you should not call up two people. You should not call up one person twice. And even if the second Oila was a Levi, let's say if the Oila who called up Tubzing was a Levi, and if you're going to call up Yisrael for Shlishi, maybe you're causing the Levi to have missed out. It's not a problem, because it's not fundamental that you have to call up a Levi. So in other words, Rav Moshe is bringing in a very interesting factor. Okay, the factor is, you think you only read two psukim? You don't know that for sure. It could be you really read three psukim. Now, this lechayra is anywhere in the Torah. Anywhere in the Torah. Even in Bereishis or in Devarim. That's the way the Dershu quotes it. That this possibility is that Rav Moshe brings is in Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hei. There's another tshuva in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says specifically the second half of Vayikra is probable that we do not have the correct number of psukim. We don't have the correct breakup of psukim. Be it as it may, according to Rav Moshe, anytime you call up someone and you only read two psukim, you'll do it again. However, you're not going to call up the same person. It seems, though, that this concern is more prevalent in the latter half of Vayikra. And in that case, we have to see, maybe you don't even have to read again. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Yud Gimel. Inyan bracha lefanea kachtina. What about making a bracha? Im adayin loy beirech bracha achroina. If the person who only got called up for two aliyah, two psukim, did not yet make even though he already rolled the Sefer Torah, he had in mind to make the bracha. Then he remembered they only read two psukim. He goes back and he reads without the bracha in front. If he already made a bracha, Nistalka Kriya Harishana Lagamri, the first Kriya has already departed. He would have to make another bracha before Ulahaschal Mimakam Shehischal Bakriya Hakademis, and then go back to where the beginning of the previous reading was, because that last aliyah doesn't count. He Kriyas Shnei Psukim Eloloi Alukla, the reading of these two psukim is does not count. Va'oid pasuk echad ima, and you read another pasuk kedei l'hashlem shloisha psukim. V'mashnayim shalafanav loy karu rak shloisha shloisha. If the first two oilem each read only three psukim, Then this aliyah, you really need to read four psukim. Tzarchu lahashlam ad arba psukim. You have to read four psukim. Kedei shiya b'tzeira fa'asara psukim, so that you have a total of 10. Va'afilu m'kfar karu le'echad ho'ela acharav va'ala la'teva. What if the aliyah that was called up and only read two psukim, not only did it make a bracha la'acharav, but you already called up someone after him, and he was oyla la'teva. He said, Ya amoid, Beryl ben Shmerel. And now Beryl ben Shmerel is sitting there, but the problem is the last oyla, his aliyah didn't count. So we say, Ya amoid sham oyso achar ad shivarach zeh shenis, that Beryl ben Shmerel is going to wait there until the person whose aliyah was cut short makes another bracha. What if Beryl ben Shmerel already started saying a bracha? And now we realize the oila before him only read two psukim. Vim kvar hischala sheni levarech. Oisha siyem kol habracha. Vinizkaru. If the next guy already started making the bracha, or he finished the bracha, and then they remembered, Yeshalei lahaschel mimakam shehischel zeh shalafanav, then you should go back to the place where the person in front of you began, meaning to that last aliyah that was no good. Dahainu af shnei psukim hakoidmen, those two earlier psukim, v'yisayim oid pasuk, v'yivarech la'achreha. But the Yeshayimrim, there's a Yeshayimrim. No, it's not enough to read those two psukim and one more pasuk. Some say you need to read those two psukim and three psukim and three more psukim. The Yeshayim doshamavad shnei psukim akoidmin from the last aliyah that didn't count. You can't just add one. You always have to add three. Yikra oid shlosh psukim. This is the Shari Ephraim, the Shar Tzion brings, because he was not mechavin in his bracha on the two psukim harishonim. And therefore it's not oyla loy lecheshbain. Not sure I understand that. Who was not mechavin? This new oyla? Oh, what? The case is that you called up Beryl ben Shmerel. I understand. You called up Beryl ben Shmerel. And after Beryl ben Shmerel already began his bracha, they remembered that the previous aliyah was only two psukim. Now, when Beryl ben Shmerel made a bracha, he was not mechavin that his bracha should go on those two psukim. So his Berchas HaTorah is then only going on one pasuk, but that's not valid. You have to read a minimum of three. So even though you're reading two plus one, but the kavana of the bracha wasn't going back on those two. So you need to read an additional three. That's the meaning of Shaar Tzion, Sivkaton, Yud Zayin. Now, what about the guy who his aliyah was ineffective? The Harishon Yamoid Shamad Shigmarzah. The first guy, he stands there until Beryl ben Shmuel finishes. The Acher Kach Yivarech Harishon Shekar Shnei Psukim. Then the first guy makes another bracha. This guy, namely, who they previously only read two psukim, and you'll give him an aliyah from where Beryl ben Shmuel finished off. If the first guy is already back in his seat, then you could call up somebody else to imashlim the three aliyahs. When is this speaking? There was no kohen in the shul, and all the oilam were yisraelim, and one yisrael you called up for two psukim. What if the one that only read two psukim was a kohen? V'achakach berach halevi. V'oz nizkar shata kohen v'lo yukar rak shnei psukim. So the Kohen read two psukim, and then the Levi made a bracha, and then they remember that the Kohen only read two psukim. The Levi should not begin only from where the Kayin stopped, meaning after those two psukim. He should not go back. V'yikra mikano alon shlosh psukim. V'lo yikra shnei psukim arishonim shekara kayin. Aye, but now you're lacking the first two psukim because that original kriya was not valid. Nah, debechol koshim chisim haschal sa parsha. There's no halacha you have to read from the beginning of the parsha on a Tuesday, on a Monday or Thursday. Now, why not? Why don't we read those original two psukim? That kriya was not a valid kriya. The answer is because now it's going to be a pegam for the koyein. The yia pegam la koyhanim hanim tsam sham kishayikra halevi meroisha sefer. It's going to be a pegam for all those koyhanim standing around. If you call up the Levi from the beginning of the parsha, the achar halevi yikra shnei yisraelim, and after Levi now, so the Levi is going to read from pasuk gimel and on. Those first two psukim will never really count. Then after the Levi, you're going to call up two Yisraelim because you have to have a minimum of three people being called up. The Achar Levi Yikra Shnei Yisraelim LaHashem Minyan Akrum. The Efshel Likroi Koyin Arishan Shata Achar Levi. You can't call up the Koyin who you made a mistake by after the Levi. The Ein Koyin Koyer Achar Levi. A Koyin doesn't go after the Levi. Ki HaKriya Shekor Shnei Psukim Kaman Deles Adamya. The reason why you need to call up two more Yisraelim is the original Aliyah of two Psukim doesn't count. Vim ira b'Shabbos uv'Yom Tov Shachris. What if it happened on Shabbos or Yom Tov in the morning? Shekari la'echem na'olam shnei psukim ubeirach la'achreha v'nizkar shata. If it happened on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we said that you're going to call up the same guy who read those two psukim. What if you already made a bracha achreha? Yesh Oimrim, there is an opinion, that's the Magen Avraham and others. The Bezat Toiv Yosef Sheshuv La Yikra Hu Ba'atzmei. Then, when we need to make up that Aliyah, we're not going to call you up. When we need to make up those Psukim, we're not going to call you, the guy who originally we only read two Psukim for, Ela Yikra Acher. We're going to call someone else. Why? During the week, you're now to add Aliyos. So if you're going to be add, call up someone else, it looks like you called up four people, even though really, you didn't, because maybe one of them was no good, but it looks like you called up four. During the week where it's usur to add to the number of people called up. If you call up someone else to make up for that aliyah that you only read to psukim, it looks like you called up four people. On Shabbos, you're allowed to add. Yoiser Toiv Sheyikra Acher, it's better to call someone else, Mishayikra Oyla Zeshnei Pam Sefer Torah Achas, than to call up two people in one Sefer Torah. Dei Nochan Lechadchila, which is not correct, Lechadchila Kamavar Besun Reish Pei Beis. Beyaschal Mimakam Shischal Rishon, you're going to go back to where the first one began, meaning to where, if at any point you only read two psukim, you have to go back to the beginning of those two psukim, v'chanal. V'yashlimu shivakruah milvad zeh shekar shnei psukim, and you're going to be mashlim seven oilim besides the oila who is called up for two psukim. V'yeshar mim da'af b'shabbos ein tzarch likroi la'acher. Some say even on Shabbos, where you could be moisif, don't call up someone else. This guy is being oila shnei pamim b'sefer Torah achas. It's okay because his first aliyah did not count. Okay, that is Sivkatan Yud Gimel. We'll Be'ez Hashem pick it up in Sivkatan Yud Aleph tomorrow. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.